Hello and welcome to another episode of What's Up Finance. I'm Shubham and I bring to you the latest and most important updates of the financial world, simplified. Did you think that the Russia-Ukraine war is over? Well, the big media has been distracted by inflation, global recession and price rise, which in hindsight is owed to this infamous war only, but we can tell you that war is far from over. And today, we are not hallucinating that Ukraine may actually win the war. Ukraine may have come back with a better comeback than most of you thinking an argument in the shower and getting back. Well, they have recaptured the vital areas which were held in hostage by Russia. With this, Zelensky's government made a strong point that they will drive the Russian forces out of this country. With strong support from their American friends, this is a turning point of the war. Can Ukraine really win this war? Will Putin do something notorious to save his face? We can only speculate at this moment on some of these questions, but to see Ukraine tactically win some parts of it makes us think of all those Hathi and Cheaty moment, where, you guessed it right, Cheaty wins the most of it. If there is any sector that had the best time in the pandemic, especially in the Indian subcontinent, is EdTech. And leading this parade is Byju's, was. Yes, you heard me right, Byju's is in some serious trouble and more importantly, their financials are falling like a house of cards. The golden years of the EdTech giant seem to be behind it now. Controversies like layoffs in the name of cost cutting, overvalued acquisitions and not to forget the denial of investments by VC firms to Byju's are uncovering layer by layer as the company is trying to arrange files for an IPO. With the pressure on Byju's, does this mean that EdTech in India is nearing its deathbed? Well, maybe not. Despite the high tide, some EdTechs, especially PhysicsWala, are sailing smoothly. But it is some food for thought. Talking about smooth sails, I want to talk about how my days are. Not a smooth sail. मैं आम आदमी आम ऑफिस जाता हूँ, सुबह मॉर्निंग मीटिंग अटेंड करता हूँ, मेल्स का रिप्लाई करता हूँ, लंच करता हूँ, चाय ब्रेक लेकर फिर काम करता हूँ, घर आता हूँ और थक कर सो जाता हूँ. But there are some people who have enough energy to work even after office hours and are enjoying a side hustle, and they are doing moonlighting. So in actual definition, moonlighting is not the light that is emitted by moon, but moonlighting is the practice of taking a second job after regular working hours and mostly without the consent of their existing employers. First, let me ask all the people out there moonlighting, how are you getting enough energy to have a side hustle, bro? Like I said, मैं तो पूरा थक जाता हूँ भाई साहब. This has created a lot of noise and industry leaders have come forward to share their thoughts on the same. While the Wipro chairman calls it cheating, Swiggy has welcomed this with open arms. Legally speaking, this is strictly prohibited in the blue collar department, but the IT sector is not bound by this. Is this only happening because during the pandemic, work from home was forced and employees were able to find a side hustle? No, this is certainly not true. Startups like Flipkart, Zomato, Uber and Ola are few startups that have come into existence only because the founders were moonlighting. Honestly, this jargon of quiet quitting, the great resignation and now the moonlighting are all becoming newer trends. Where are those days when people used to worship their bosses in queue for watching a movie? Is this the time when you are uncool if you don't have a side hustle? Let us know your thoughts by tweeting us at @tawaga_invest. In last week's podcast, we discussed how this Christmas will be merrier for India. This week might be a deja vu as well. India is all set to get its first semiconductor production plant. Semiconductor shortage has been troublesome for everyone, including our team members. Water and tea spillage are pretty common, and that might affect you getting your new laptop for a month. So be careful. Vedanta and Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn has entered into a 60-40 joint venture to set up a chip-making facility in Ahmedabad. The government has also incentivized high-tech projects and every giant is rushing to grab one of these schemes. Following the announcement, Vedanta's stock prices rose by 15%, but tumbled down 9% after a further clarification was issued that most work will be carried by the holding company. Looking at this volatile market movement based on news, I wish Seema Aunty would tell buyers, have patience, a match will come. And now I'm sure you all are waiting for what the Waga tribe has been up to. No, but I'm still gonna tell you. Well, for our new listeners, we Tawaga tribes are a bunch of people who are experts at failing conversations with auto drivers too. Each other's hype squad and skilled at unbuilding Jenga, and this week We are reading Fooled by Randomness by Nassim Nicholas Taleb. The book tends to shatter the illusions of people by teaching them how to recognize randomness. The biggest takeaway is that the world doesn't always work the way it has done in the past. I hope you're enjoying our recommendations, and please do let us know which book would you want us to read and review for you. You know the drill, tweet us at @tawaga_invest. That's all for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed listening to us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And keep simplifying finance with me so that you and I together can say, what's up, finance?